think that's been denied.
Yeah, Jeremy, it's about Baroness. I understand all of that, Jeremy. I'm just asking you very... Sorry, Carl, I beg your pardon. I'm just going to come on to talk about Jeremy. Carl, I understand all of that. I'm just asking you simply, would you have written this letter if it had been a Labour minister, a Lib Dem minister, or anybody from any political party?
James, how can I possibly say it?
Well, you could just say yes or no, couldn't you?
The circumstances are very specific. It depends what the circumstances are.
Well, that's all I'm asking. If it had been the same circumstances and it had been somebody from your own party, would you have written the letter?
Well, James, the
truth is...
The truth is probably not. But the fact is, this is Baroness Varzi, who is a minister in government.
All right, OK. We know now that you're only playing politics.
I don't think I am. I don't think it's a petty issue. I think it's pretty serious.
I agree.
James, honestly.
I'm concerned, though. Carl, listen, I'm concerned that you wouldn't do it if it was a Labour person.
I wanted to be an MP all my life. I'm a Member of Parliament for Hull East, where I was brought up, born and bred. I'm very proud of the fact, but people do think, because you're an MP, you're going to be fiddling because of what's happened in previous parliaments.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think it's a bad reputation, and I've just, you know, the truth is, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, but you don't.
Letter,
you don't. No. No, Carl, you don't, because you just told me that if it had been a Labour MP, you wouldn't have written the letter. So, you know, a little two-faced, if you ask me.
I don't think it's two-faced. I think it's a very serious issue. It depends very much what the circumstances
Listen,
are.
Carl, I need to ask you another question. We won't get anywhere with that. I just need to ask you another question. David Cameron has, obviously, as I said before, he's...